I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome.
Welcome. Look, I'm going to get straight into it, because I could soon be hearing the pitter-patter of small feet. So if you want to find out what that's all about, listen up. It's dire straits in my household.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm going to need people's help with this next conundrum I'm finding myself in, Sarah. It's a tricky one. It involves my husband, Dane. Now, a couple of years ago, we decided to get Dane neutered. You know, we've had our two children. Mm-hmm. We're blissfully happy with said children. And it's time for us to stop procreating.
Mm-hmm.
And Dane, you know, the man that he is, he said, I'll put my hand up for this. You've done enough for our family mm-hmm. with your body.
Yes.
I will take this one for the team. Off he went.
Snippity snip snip.
To Dr. Snip.
Mm-hmm.
And he was brave and he was tough and everything was fine.
Okay,
and
I you're putting a bit of rose colored glasses on that. I do remember at the time when you said if he moans with the frozen peas on the couch one more time, you're going to.
I think that was mostly because at the time he had the vasectomy, he also fell ill with gastro.
Oh, right.
Which was terrible timing because when you are vomiting into a toilet after that particular operation, it's not fun. Anyway, I digress. So he took one for the team. Everything was happy. Now, this is where things get weird. Last weekend, my sister-in-law went to see a psychic. Okay?
Oh, sorry.
Bless you.
What the heck?
It just came upon me so suddenly, like a spirit.
So my sister-in-law went to see a psychic, Sarah.
Yeah.
And she pulled me aside and she said, Lise, something came up about you and Dane. And I said, oh, dear. And I don't know that much about psychics. I'm not necessarily that much into it. But I was like, all right, lay it on me. And she said, the psychic said that there's a third baby boy on its way. And I said, for us? It's not going to be Dane's kid. And she was like, no. She was like, he said, it's your brother. He already has two boys. There's a third one on the way. So I have freaked. And I know it's a bit much. But I have freaked and I've gone, if any human can recanalize their vasectomy, if any human can heal themselves, it is my superhuman husband, Dane. Yeah. I mean, he's a man mountain.
Because you've got to paint the picture.
He's 6 foot four.
And
he's built like Thor.
Yeah.
He's an amazing specimen of a man.
I mean, I think you just kind of can clearly see the testosterone is pumping through.
The testosterone needs to find a way.
That little cut is just being like, no, you won't hold me back.
That's right.
And it has rehealed. So I suppose what you're wanting to know, Lise, on 13 10 60,
yes.
Has anybody out there had a vasectomy and it failed? Or do you know someone who had the snip and it failed? I've got a very, very worried co-host.
Very
beside
worried.
Me. So
Sarah.
Worried
Sarah,
that
I
you actually
pushing-
sent him
Well,
off to the
guys,
doctor.
I have sent him off and I said, look, you know, don't tell the GP about the psychic, but I need you to go get tested again.
And
you know what he did, Scotty? He said, yes, honey. And he's gone and we are getting the test in a few days.
Because he originally had the test and it was all clear. There was no signs of life, right?
There were no signs of life. He's done the test. He did the test like 3 months after the initial.
If he recanalized. Yes.
We need to know.
Because we could be dealing with.
Well, Scotty, I'm a red-blooded woman. You're not going to keep this gal down.
Luke, what's the story?
Yeah, so I was working with him years ago and he had four children. Mm. And he was in his mid to late 40s. And, he had the vasectomy, I think, it was about 14 years ago. And his wife came to him and said, oh, I'm pregnant. He's like, oh, you know, that can't happen, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, she was pregnant and they had the child and then they found out he never did the follow-up so they had a 14-year gap between their last siblings and then they decided, well, let's have another one. So they ended up with 6 children. And right now, as we speak, his 2 children are still at primary school, and he's expecting grandchild. Or he might have already had a grandchild from his oldest.
All right, Luke. Well, listen, you've provided some relief for me because Dane did absolutely do his follow-up and everything was clear. I just think because he's a superhuman testosterone beast that there is a chance that he's recanalized and I'm terrified.
I just want to say, though, that they definitely would have continued getting it on in that 14-year gap. So that does sound like it reconnected.
True.
I'm not
True.
Trying to freak you out. I'm just trying to bring some facts to the table.
Well, I know what you're saying.
We've got Anthony on the line. Anthony, do you know someone who had a vasectomy and it failed?
Yeah, myself.
Oh, Anthony, talk me through.
Well, it didn't fail, just one slipped through.
What, that's failed?
Yeah, but 7 years after I had the vasectomy.
Anthony, that's some powerful gear you've got.
Yes, yes.
So your partner at the time, you guys thought you were safe, and then she's pregnant.
Yeah, we had 3 kids already, and then when my youngest, was 7, we ended up getting pregnant with another one.
Wow.
Oh, my God. So I have every right to be worried, right, Anthony?
Yeah, you do. I got told that it's a 1 in 1,000 chance that it can happen from doctors and stuff, because I sort of complained afterwards because we weren't expecting it.
No.
Changed his life and everything. Rap said he's here now because, you know, beautiful boy and everything. But, yeah, just at the time you sort of freak out because you don't expect it.
Wow. There you go. 1 in 1,000. If Anthony's one, then you can be damn sure Dane's going to be another 1 in 1,000.
Sarah, I am right now ordering a chastity belt, or can I just borrow a pair of your knickers and then I won't, no one will touch me.
Oh, ouch. And I'm annoyed. Yes, that's right. I am irritated with some news that Lee's delivered to me last night, laughingly on the phone. Yes, you were laughing. So let me just paint the picture. When Lise and I met, we had a lot in common. Our mother-in-laws have the same name. Our husbands are very similar types of blokes. We even went to the same doctor when we were having our children and didn't even know it. Okay, so that's just the tip of the iceberg. Now, the thing that's always set us apart, though, is how different we look. And if you jump onto our Instagram, at Lise and Sarah, you can clearly see that we're polar opposites in appearance. Well, at least that's what I thought. But someone is trying to change all that. Now, it started on the weekend when Lise and I went to a lunch. And Lise wore a dress that I had loaned her 4 months ago. Then at the restaurant, she declared, "So this is my dress now, yeah?"
Oh, that's right. Because I'd sweated in it and there was fake tan on it. So
I said, all right, okay, you can have that. Then the next day I said, did you go to the hairdresser and get your hair done? And he said, just a cut. She hasn't done the colour. So my dark roots are coming through.
That's right. I'm back to my natural brunette.
Then it's just last who I am night, as a person. Last night, what did you tell me?
Well, last night I received a blow that my eyesight is not what it once was. I knew something was wrong. I took myself off to the optometrist. And Sarah, I need glasses.
Yeah.
Well,
I know. So now you're becoming
a vision impaired.
Glasses wearing brunette midi dress aficionado. Can you see what's happening, Liz? You're turning into me. Everyone thinks that you're the cool one and I should want to be more like you, but this isn't what's happening.
Sarah, I don't necessarily
want glasses. You're turning into the nerd.
I don't necessarily want glasses. I have double vision at the moment. I'm suffering headaches and I knew that something was wrong. Something is very wrong. I have to go and get glasses now and look like you. So how am I going to find glasses that make me look nothing like you? How am I going to do that?
I don't know how you're going to cope. She also has dry eye syndrome. And this morning in our pre-show production meeting, she handed me her packet of eye juice and put her head back on the couch and said, drop them in. because you've got an eye phobia. So
I
then
hate
I had
eyes.
To drop in.
I mean, I love them for what they
cornea,
do for me.
Your cornea moistness. So that you're not blinking at me like a rabbit in headlights all
show. Sarah, I'm in a world of discomfort.
Just admit it.
I'm not
you
admitting anything.
Want to be
I'm not,
more
I
like
don't.
Sarah, don't
I
you?
Don't. I'm waiting for my hairdresser to book me in so that I can go back to being blonde.
Okay.
Blondish, whatever. And your dress, you forced it upon me.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's two sides to every story. I think Scott and I can see what's happening, can't we, Scott?
You also asked me to play this song so that you could sing it to Sarah.
Look, I am, in fact, Bridget Fonda. You are Jennifer Jason Leigh. This is Single White Female. Here's a stiletto in your eyeball.
Those two girls.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
You know what? I'm excited no end, Sarah, after reading that Melbourne has a new rideshare service.
Oh, another one. How many more can they get?
With a difference. It's called Scooty. And they're scooters, and you hop on the back of a stranger's scooter. It's only within the 10-kilometre radius of Melbourne CBD. They provide you with a helmet. You just put your backpack on and off you scoot. Environmentally friendly, time efficient, no traffic jams, no clogged road. Amazing. I am jumping on pronto.
Really?
I love a scooter.
Yeah, but you're putting a lot of faith in a stranger to zip you through the traffic safely.
I mean, Sarah, that's also how this show runs. I put a lot of faith in you to zip me through this show. And you know what? It's scary and it's dangerous. And yet I do it. So,
I don't know. I mean, look, you know, I'm a risk-averse kind of character,
are
I suppose.
You?
I am. Surprise, surprise. And remember when we all went as a team on the electronic scooters?
Yeah, but they were like the... How would you
and
describe
I ended
those?
Up with
Scotty.
A bruise on the back of my
this
leg
is like
the
a
size
mo-
of Tasmania.
No, those scooters are like an advanced version of the Razor scooter.
That's right.
That
these are motorbike
yeah, I couldn't even do
scooters.
That.
These are like motorbike scooters, not like push.
You know what? I feel like you've crossed over into new territory. Ever since you got your dirt bike.
Yes, I know.
And you've been revving that around your property. You are now looking for easy thrills.
I'm on the
everywhere,
highway to hell.
Even in the CBD. It's too much, Liz. It's too much.
Would you consider letting your husband, Dane, give up his career as a firefighter to get on his Harley and start scooting people
actually,
around?
Actually, he would love nothing more than that. If I suggested that to him, he would do it.
And then hang on. Take me back to the actual scooty service. So you have to put your arms around the driver to hold on, right? Is this actually a new kind of Tinder?
Could be.
Genius.
Could be, but you could also hold on to the back, Sarah, if you needed to.
Oh, I'd nuzzle in like a koala
of course
if
you
I
would.
Had to.
And that's why you're a creep.
And that's the beautiful spirit of this show.
Those
that
two
is a
girls.
Tuesday. I've got a little bit of, I don't know whether it's inspiration or what not to do in a marriage. I'm not sure. But a fed up lady has taken out some revenge on her so-called lazy husband over the weekend. Because she was neck deep in housework and he was on the couch lolling about. And, you know, nothing annoys you more when you are doing that and your partner isn't contributing.
Absolutely.
At that very same time. Okay?
It has to be at the same time.
It has to be at the same time. It doesn't matter if he's going to mow the lawn later or what have you. At that same time, there's a discrepancy and an unbalance. What's the word?
Imbalance.
Thank you. Anyway. So she thought, right, I'm going to get him off the couch and I'm going to send him shopping.
Yes.
So she wrote out the shopping list, but it was a list with a difference. Now, her name is Karen, which I feel is appropriate for what she's done. She sent him on a wild goose chase to the shops with fake items, all non-existent. Okay. So the
what
list that
there?
She gave him was seedless strawberries.
Oh,
3% milk.
Oh, gosh.
Unsour cream.
And he didn't twig?
Well, maybe he did, but she also turned her phone off while he was at the shops because apparently he always calls for something. So she wasn't going to explain anything. And then I think the piece de resistance was Diet Coke and explained that he would have to ask for it because it's very new in the stores.
So she was just like, I'm going to get you off that couch and I'm going to get you off that couch for a very long time because it's a wild goose chase. Yep. These items don't exist.
Yes, and I also feel like, you know, when I saw her name was Karen and how every meme at the moment about a woman, your name is Karen. Like, okay, calm down, Karen. Yeah. That's the name of this generation. It's up there with Brenda.
Yes.
Debs and Susans. If you're Susan. In any of those name categories, then I'm sorry because every meme about an annoying woman is directed at your kind. It's not always fair, is it?
No, also Sarah's up there.
No, it's not. There's no Sarahs yet.
There should be. There should be. I mean, that's a good list. He's also quite daft. I'm getting that he's not the brightest, sharpest tool in the shed.
Or he's just obedient. He's a lovely man that's following his mean wife. I feel sorry for him.
Actually, we've got to get some things at the shops, but we don't have time. Scott, can we give you a list?
We've got a list for you.
Need? What's number one?
We need a serving of fruit, which in your world is banana
bread.
All right.
That's what Scotty would come back with, you know. He'd really say, honey, go get some fruit.
Here's the fruit for the kids' lunchboxes.
With a loaf of banana bread.
And fruit nut chocolate.
No, it's very... Scotty.
I'm a good guy.
Oh, you're a delight.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I mean, there's a lot to be excited about if you're Lee's Carla right now.
There's a lot to unpack. There's a lot happening. Or not happening.
When you say there's a lot to unpack, does that mean all of the baby clothes and toys that you've put away?
No, I haven't put them away. I've donated a long time ago, in fact. Our youngest is 5.5. Mm. There is no way we are revisiting the early years. No.
Yeah, there comes a time when you know your family is complete where
absolutely.
Even if you hear that somebody distantly related to a person you went to school with in high school is expecting, you will just throw all your baby things at them to get them out of the house. You want a bumbo? Here you go. You want a bouncer? Take it. How about a stroller?
But I exiled those things. Stop it, Scott. I exiled those things from my life early, soon after Maxie was done with them. Mm. I didn't hold on to them because when you know, you know.
Yeah.
When you know you're done, you know you're done. I know that there are some families where they're like, oh, I don't know, I don't think so. But if there's a maybe, you are not done.
You're holding on.
Whereas
to it.
I feel that there was never a maybe for us.
No.
That's right.
No, that's okay. That's okay. But sometimes surprises happen.
Well, you know, it'd be a really... You know, it's the ultimate form of protection. I feel we've been responsible adults.
Well, it's...
You don't take... It's a very final thing to have a vasectomy. And I love my husband that he did that because he took some of... He took some of the load.
I mean,
he carried the responsibility. It's not all on the woman to be in charge of contraception. So I really appreciate that he was like, this is no biggie for me. I'll go.
But as we heard on the show today, it's not very final.
Well, now. Well,
I mean, I guess no contraception is foolproof, right? I mean, they say even with...
Well,
I mean, apart from a hysterectomy, that's the only...
I'm not getting a hysterectomy.
That's the only guarantee. 100%,
I suppose. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah, it is.
I mean, ultimately, there's just one thing that we all together need to say. Hey, baby!
I mean, can you imagine?
No.
Let's just fast forward. No. Imagine, so you've sent Dane off to have another test, just to be sure.
That's happening today. We'll get the results later
but imagine,
in the week,
imagine if...
Oh, my God.
After getting the all clear,
shivers.
There is a live one in there, and the psychic was right. Like a psychic has...
Predicted, saved us, essentially. Okay, so if there's a live one there, then what happens? You just do another round two vasectomy?
I guess so.
Or as Maxie would say... Kicking him in the dick. Did you kick him in the dick?
Right? Do you genuinely not want another child?
I genuinely, it's not just me, both of us. With no. Okay, I know Maxie is adorable, but not adorable enough.
Oh, God, the way he says broken.
Your life. Oh, I mean, life is life, you know, it's a beautiful thing. The union is a beautiful thing. However, I have done, like, the beautiful things twice now. No, Sarah.
No, don't look at me.
Well,
I understand where you're coming from. I know the feeling. When you're
That's
done, you're
right.
done.
I feel it would be unfair when you take precautions like a vasectomy. You shouldn't have to be dealing with this.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
You sound like you're throwing your toys out of the cot. When you take precautions like a vasectomy, you shouldn't have to be dealing with this.
Well, you shouldn't.
Like, this
shouldn't
is
you?
Life.
I mean, it is also psychic here,
But Scotty,
you're actually not dealing with anything at the moment.
You could turn around and say, I mean, you shouldn't be having a tantrum if you guys, like, if we weren't using protection, then fine. But we have gone the extra mile and gone, we're making this official.
Yeah, but nobody said to you it was 100% guaranteed to work.
I mean,
like,
I reckon
you have
the stats
Van's
are pretty up there.
Severed.
Well,
the
guy that called today said it's 1 in 1,000. 1 in 1,000 is not good odds.
Well, it's better than 1 in 100, which is what most contraceptives
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
It's only 10 times better.
Yeah, but it's still better. Like, what I'm saying, I've gone that next step.
Oh, that didn't play the part of the song I wanted it to.
When you could madly hear Scotty clicking away over there. He's desperately
so
trying to
So many baby songs.
Oh, baby, baby.
I mean, the
that's
one
how was
have
I suppose?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
right.
No.
That's the key one.
So right now that you're obviously not at home, it would be fair to say... Nah, that's not the part of the song I wanted.
Jeez, he's good at his job.
That would have been, I'm out with my baby.
Well,
anyway.
I mean, look, I'm grateful to my sister-in-law for raising the alarm, sounding the alarm.
Look, it's good to know. It is good to know.
It's good to know. Yeah.
All right, let's wrap this up.
And God, you know what? Like, God bless Dane.
God bless him,
actually
Sarah.
Actually not even questioning
even,
you.
Not, but you know why?
And saying, a psychic said, we might have a third and you need to go to the doctor. And at no point did he be like, no, Lise,
well,
no.
Sarah, he also, like, you know, it was his sister that delivered the news. So
right.
he's positively shaken up the same way I am. If he wanted a third, he'd be like, ah, let's let nature take its course. And I was like, baby, 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 oh. I'm too old to have another child. That's it.
I mean, you're technically not. There are plenty of people out there
is,
who
Sarah.
Do that. But it's your life decision, and that is fine.
This body's not going to bounce back a third time, okay?
You don't need to convince me,
also,
but I'm just saying there are plenty of people out there who
are still
popping.
I have done Pilates for the last 5 years to get my pelvic floor back to this condition, okay? I'm not busting it up with another 10-pounder.
Okay.
What are you going to name him?
It's going to be another boy. There's going to be another penis running around.
Oh, God. Okay, that's me done. All right, have a great day. Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.